Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a remarkable display of political longevity, N. Rangasamy has been sworn in as the Chief Minister of Puducherry for a record fifth term, a feat that underscores his enduring influence in the Union Territory's politics. What makes this significant is that Rangasamy's party, the All India NR Congress, in alliance with the BJP, secured a majority in the 2026 Puducherry Assembly elections, winning 18 out of 30 Assembly seats. This not only retains power for the alliance from the 2021 elections but also highlights the complex dynamics at play in the governance of Union Territories. First, let's delve into N. Rangasamy's political profile. Rangasamy founded the All India NR Congress in 2011 after splitting from the Indian National Congress. The ANC has been in alliance with the BJP since 2016, showcasing the strategic alliances that are crucial in the political landscape of Union Territories. Now, let us turn to Puducherry's constitutional status. Puducherry, as a Union Territory, has a unique position under the Indian Constitution, particularly under Article 239A. This article, inserted by the 14th Constitutional Amendment Act of 1962, empowers Parliament to create a legislature and a council of ministers for Puducherry, effectively giving it a quasi-state status while it remains a Union Territory. The role of the Lieutenant Governor in Puducherry is also noteworthy. Unlike a governor in a state, who must act on the advice of the Council of Ministers under Article 163, the Lieutenant Governor of Puducherry has wider discretionary powers. The Lieutenant Governor can reserve bills for the President's consideration and act on their own judgment in specified matters, indicating a different balance of power compared to states. Puducherry's assembly composition is another significant aspect. The assembly consists of 33 seats, with 30 being elected and 3 nominated by the centre. The majority mark, based on the 30 elected seats, is 16. The NDA's 18 elected seats give it a working majority, allowing it to form a stable government. Puducherry's unique geography also presents interesting governance challenges. It is a non-contiguous Union Territory, comprising 4 legislative districts or communes, each an enclave within a different Indian state. This makes Puducherry one of the most geographically unusual administrative units in India, with the UT capital being Puducherry town. Centre-UT conflict and governance tensions are not new to Puducherry. There has been a history of friction between the Lieutenant Governor and elected governments. For instance, in 2021, V. Narayanasamy's Congress government collapsed just before scheduled elections over a no-confidence vote, with some attributing this to the centre's use of Lieutenant Governor powers. This dynamic has parallels with the centre-up government dispute over the NCT of Delhi, which was partly resolved by the GNCT Amendment Act 2021 and the subsequent government of NCT of Delhi, Amendment Act 2023. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic falls under GS Paper 2, Polity and Governance, specifically covering the constitutional status of Union Territories, the role of the Lieutenant Governor, and centre-state relations. Understanding these concepts is crucial for analysing the federal balance and special provisions for UTs with a legislature. Main angles to consider include discussing the constitutional position of Union Territories with a legislature in India and how the role of the Lieutenant Governor in Puducherry differs from that of a governor in a state. Additionally, examining Puducherry's non-contiguous geography and its governance challenges, as well as analyzing the recurring tension between elected governments and the Lieutenant Governor, will be essential for a comprehensive understanding. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Article 239 of the Constitution deals with the administration of Union Territories by the President through an administrator, which can be a Lieutenant Governor or a Chief Commissioner. Article 239 are inserted by the 14th Constitutional Amendment Act of 1962, allows Parliament to create a legislature and a council of ministers for Puducherry. Article 239A, inserted by the 69th Constitutional Amendment Act of 1991, provides special provisions for the National Capital Territory of Delhi, including a legislature and a council of ministers, but with the centre retaining specified powers. The Jammu and Kashmir Reorganisation Act of 2019 created the UT of Jammu and Kashmir and the UT of Ladakh, with Jammu and Kashmir initially being a UT with a legislature. The All India NR Congress, or ANRC, was founded by N. Rangasamy in 2011. The Puducherry Assembly consists of 30 elected and 3 nominated members, totaling 33 seats, with a majority mark of 16 on the elected seats. Puducherry has a unique French heritage, having been a French settlement from 1674 until it was transferred to India in 1954 and formally merged by the 14th Amendment in 1962, with French still being an official language alongside Tamil, Telugu, Malayalam, and English. K. Kailashnathan is the Lieutenant Gunner of Puducherry, who administered the oath to Rangasamy on 13 May 2026. In conclusion, the intricacies of union territory governance, as seen in Puducherry, highlight the complex interplay between constitutional provisions, political alliances, and geographical uniqueness, all of which are crucial for understanding the federal structure of India. The significance of these dynamics extends beyond the realm of political science, influencing the daily lives of citizens in these territories and underscoring the need for nuanced governance mechanisms that balance local autonomy with national integration.